The Holy Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Rabbi, Philip said, show us Abba God, and that will be enough for us. Jesus replied, have I been with you all this time, Philip, and still you don't know me? Whoever has seen me has seen Abba God. How can you say, show us your Abba? Don't you believe that I am in Abba God and God is in me? The words I speak are not spoken of myself. It is Abba God living in me, who is accomplishing the works of God. Believe in me that I am in God and God is in me, or else believe because of the works I do. The truth of the matter is, anyone who has faith in me will do the works I do and greater works besides. Why? Because I go to Abba God, and whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that God may be glorified in me. Anything you ask in my name, I will do. If you love me and obey the commandment I give you, I will ask the one who sent me to give you another paraclete, another helper, to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, since the world can neither see her nor recognizes her. But you can recognize the Spirit because she remains with you and will be within you. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you, Spirit and power, on this holy day. Amen. In John's Gospel, the bit I just read, we heard, but you can recognize the Spirit because she remains with you and will be within you. People of God, please, in that spirit, join me. Take a breath, a deep breath, and let it out. And again, another breath. And let it go. You can recognize the Spirit because she remains with you and will be within you. I've been thinking this week about how we do or often don't recognize the Spirit. You know, in the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, the Spirit is there from the start, literally the second verse of Genesis. It's the Spirit, the wind, the ruach, in Hebrew we would say, the breath of God that blows over the waters at creation. And it's that same Spirit that dries out the land after the flood and rattles the dry bones when Ezekiel wonders, can these bones live? And it's the Spirit that inspires prophets, and the Spirit that claims Jesus beloved at his baptism. And it's the Spirit, the advocate, the paraclete that Jesus promises will stay with them, really will stay with us, right? Forever. No longer will you be bound by fear, but instead we are adopted into freedom. It's the Spirit that blows, breathes through the community on that Pentecost with wind and with flame. And it's the Spirit that gives understanding, recognition, really interpretation, as that crowd, each in their own language, begins to tell about God's deeds of power, what God is doing in them and through them. The miracle of Pentecost, it seems to me, is not so much that the Spirit showed up. She's been doing that over and over and over again all through creation and through the history from the beginning. The miracle then is that the community recognized what was happening. Let me say that again. The miracle is that the community recognized what was happening. Maybe they didn't even recognize what was happening, but rather they recognized that something, anything was happening. That's all it took. And then the visions and the dreams didn't seem quite so impossible anymore. And the people gathered, and healing happened, and the world changed, and stories were shared. God's Spirit was on the loose, and they recognized it. Did they understand it? I'm not so sure, nor do they seem to need to always understand it. That comes later when the church gets more institutionalized and defined, when the Spirit goes undercover, it seems, sometimes. We're still mucking around in those definitions nowadays. But in this season of Reformation, yes, I believe it's happening again. In this season, we are witnessing a loosening of tight controls and a trust, like an axe, that the Spirit is still at work in us and through us and so far beyond us. I'll be honest, recognizing the Holy Spirit is edgy can be dangerous. We might even be changed in that process. Oh my goodness. And at once recognizing the Holy Spirit can be a tremendous comfort. Even in our fear, we are not alone. The Holy Spirit is with us, always with us. A few weeks back, I happened to overhear the choir at their pre-service rehearsal as it was just ending, right before everything was going to begin. And it was a big Sunday, and you had been practicing, and you sounded great. You did. And Zach had these final words of guidance for the choir. I wonder if they remember what they were that day. Zach, you said something like, "You sound awesome. Don't be concerned or exacting. Be open." He said that. I wrote it down, just like that. "You sound awesome. Don't be concerned or exacting. Be open." And I don't share this to give away the choir's secrets, but I think I share it with the rest of us because we all, me included, can take this advice. Don't be concerned or exacting. Be open. Be open. In other words, let the Holy Spirit move through you and in you and through me. Before Hope, I served a small congregation that was in the midst of really big transformation. The transformation had themes like this: should we live or should we die? And if we live, should we do ministry in this building that we've been in forever, a building that we love but we're no longer able to use sustainably? Or could we envision moving or changing? What about partnerships with other congregations? How would that look? Could it happen? Could it work? The thing I learned the most in that wonderful, complicated, exhausting journey was this. I learned to recognize and to lean into the Holy Spirit in a way that I never had before. And truly, that experience changed my ministry, and it changed me, and it changed that congregation forever. Forever. I found words to describe the Spirit that we witnessed in that time, that I witnessed in that time. Here are some of those words: nimble and mysterious, creative, weaving, dancing, inspiring, freeing, persisting, evolving, courageous, brave, powerful, spacious, edgy, risky, open. Oh, the list could go on. Most of all, I gained a sense of muscle memory, if you will. Maybe it's a recognition. Perhaps it's just a trust in the Spirit's activity. Witness it, trust it a few times, and it gets easier to spot the Spirit whispered in the pain, or unleashed in the promise, or weaving in and out in beauty, or making a path out of no way. The Spirit doesn't operate on the world's terms. It's not business as usual. It's not success as usual. So what I sense, what I recognize, is the Holy Spirit at work here at Hope. Do you recognize that too? I do. I do. In the decision to welcome intern Lin Ching, or begin a farmer's market, or build a bread oven and keep making bread and keep making pizza, in becoming a sanctuary congregation, then living into what that means and listening deeply and making our walls porous, the Spirit is alive. It's alive. On Wednesday evening, right here in this space, 12 students graduated from Pease Academy, the sober high school that shares our building. I know I preached about them last week, but I need to preach about them one more time. It was a powerful Wednesday night. All these students had been through treatment a time or two or more, and between them, they share 2,831 days of sobriety. Wow. Honestly, they'd been through hell, and their families had too, literally not knowing if the one that they loved would survive. Some of you know this journey all too well. With only 12 grads, there's time for the staff to offer a few words about each one of them, and then for the grads to share as well. They said things like this: I never thought I'd be standing here at my graduation. Or, you saved my life. I think I heard that 5 or 6 times. You saved my life. And thank you for not giving up on me. Not every 18-year-old will stand up in the front of a community and declare this much truth. The ground was holy, very holy, and the Spirit was present. The Spirit is present. People of God, people of the Spirit, over this week to come, I invite you to watch for the Holy Spirit on the loose. Where do you recognize her tethering your hopes, weaving together the gifts and the needs, breathing deeply through creation and in your very lungs? How are you recognizing the Holy Spirit in your life? That's my question for you. How are you recognizing the Holy Spirit in your life? Last Sunday evening, longtime Hope member Joy Thompson died. Joy was 86 years old and loved by her spouse, Phil Thompson, and their 2 children, and their 4 grandchildren, and a raft of friends. Joy was born in a little Scottish-American community up near the Canadian border in northwestern North Dakota, and then she grew up mostly in northwestern Minnesota. While her husband Phil's artwork is prominent around our building, one of them is right over here, and there are plenty more. Joy was also an art teacher. She was also an artist, and in particular, she is a weaver. Joy would dye her own fabrics, and she would create these beautiful pieces, rich in color, rich in texture. A visit to their home in Prospect Park means venturing into this luscious space filled with light and color and history and story and all sorts of art abounding. Joy wove these together in beauty, and truly they had a Holy Spirit quality. In these recent years, Joy has cared faithfully and tirelessly for Phil in their home. And with a quick onset of some sort of virus, Joy died unexpectedly. There'll be a memorial service, but the details are still in the works. When members of our congregation die, we remember how the same waters that washed over them in baptism hold them still in death. We pray at the baptismal font, linking ourselves to God's powerful Spirit in the waters of promise. Take a breath. Take a deep breath. And let it go. And another. And let it go. In life, in death, the Spirit is breathing in us and through us. Let us pray. Holy God, holy and powerful, we remember before you today our sister Joy Thompson. We thank you for giving her to us to know and to love as a companion in our pilgrimage on earth. At these waters of baptism, you welcomed her into your love. At these waters, you comforted her in times of trouble and encouraged her in delight. At these waters, you now enfold her into Jesus' death and resurrection and the promise of life everlasting. Console us who mourn and bring us together to feast with all the saints of God. In the Spirit's power, we pray. Amen. Amen.